Hello and welcome to the History of Podcast. I am Steve, your host, and in each episode I fill in the historical blank with an interesting topic. Sometimes it will be traditional history, and sometimes it will be an odd, seemingly non-historical topic. Either way, I hope you learn something and enjoy yourself. If you have comments, questions, or would like to offer an idea on a topic, please email me at historyofpodcast@usa.com. If you would like to rate or review the podcast, please leave feedback on whichever platform you use. As always, I appreciate you joining me on the History of Podcast. This episode is the history of Thanksgiving. While other countries such as Canada, Australia, and Brazil also celebrate their own Thanksgiving holidays on various dates, I will focus on the history of Thanksgiving as it is celebrated here in the United States. Since we just observed it last week, I thought it was a good topic for the podcast. I do love the modern day focus of Thanksgiving as a day where many of us take a moment to be thankful and are appreciative of the lives we have. Whether it be our health, families, or friends, or the simple act of waking up every morning, it is nice to take a moment to be thankful for those things. I also like the fact that I can eat until I cannot eat anymore and then have dessert and then sit around and watch NFL football all day in a happy food coma. Much has been written about the true origins of the holiday, but we are taught in elementary school and still teach it to this day in some places, is that sometime in the distant past, pilgrims who came from the old world on the Mayflower were starving because they didn't know how to grow crops to eat here in the new world. In a show of friendship and maybe pity, the local Indians taught the skills to cultivate the crops, and pilgrims miraculously survived. The pilgrims were so thankful when the crops were harvested, the Indians were invited to celebrate, thanking them for the help, and the two cultures partied for 3 days. 4 centuries later, elementary school children everywhere in the United States are dressing up as Indians and pilgrims and putting on school plays and musicals where friendship is the theme. We parents attend these plays and take pictures of our adorable children performing in front of the school. It is all so wholesome and sweet. Now, we now know that this version of the story only tells part of the truth. These things did happen, but only part of the story is told here, and even that is skewed by perspective. As a child in the early 1980s, this was pretty much all I was taught, and now that I'm a teacher and have been teaching U.S. history for many years, I find it important to tell as many sides of the historical story as I possibly can. History needs to be taught from multiple perspectives in order to get the clearest and most complete picture possible. So, what is the real story? Well, the real story itself is controversial, as there are many historians who argue over the who, what, when, where, and how of the first Thanksgiving. This is partly due to the fact that both Puritans and pilgrims came from a tradition of celebrating harvests of good fortune in England. This was a cultural practice that had been brought over from Europe. Unfortunately, some of these Thanksgiving celebrations come from less than friendly circumstances, like the return to the Massachusetts Bay Colony of armed men who slaughtered over 500 native men, women, and children in 1637. This was known as the Mystic Massacre. The governor of the colony, John Winthrop, declared a day of Thanksgiving to celebrate. Additionally, the place is also hard to pin down because there were Thanksgiving celebrations all over colonies for various other reasons, notably in the colony of Virginia, who regularly held Thanksgiving celebrations since about 1607. They were mostly religious in nature, but all involved a large feast and several days of partying. Other accounts of Thanksgivings come from as far south in what is now Florida and west in what is now Texas. Both would have been Spanish, not English colonizers. In other words, it's hard to tell which was the first true Thanksgiving holiday. Any of the above places or accounts could have been the beginning of our Thanksgiving traditions. It appears, however, that the Thanksgiving holiday tradition the Americans follow today mostly came from the harvest of 1621 in what is now Plymouth, Massachusetts. It did involve pilgrims and natives and doesn't appear on the surface to be that far off of the legend that is taught today. In fact, nearly 100 natives attended, along with about 50 pilgrims. Keep in mind, the number means only half of the pilgrims that had been on board the Mayflower survived, as the starvation and disease was so rampant. This does explain the gratitude that the pilgrims wanted to share. Both natives and settlers were unarmed and feasted on food that was available at the time around the region. So they ate local game and local crops. However, the word Thanksgiving was never used according to the accounts of the time. End of the story, right? Well, not exactly. If this were the end of the story, there wouldn't be much controversy. Let's dig a little deeper. There was a lot of blood spilled leading up to the feast and a lot of blood spilled afterwards. The peace that prevailed between the pilgrims and the natives, a tribe called the Wampanoags, followed at least a decade of sporadic warring between the cultures over the land and materials. The peace was brokered by their chief of the time, Massasoit, who recognized that the fighting over territory and resources could be handled by negotiating trade. For years, the two people traded in peace as pilgrims had something the Wampanoags wanted, mostly things like jewelry and trinkets. So a treaty between the pilgrims and the Wampanoags was in place starting in 1620. The treaty, however, died with the chief, and tensions mounted until they boiled over in 1675, following the execution of three natives for allegedly murdering a translator. Further violence on both sides ensued, resulting in hundreds of deaths and culminating in what is known as the King Philip's War, which was named after the English name of the Wampanoag chief of the time, Metacomet. Once Metacomet was captured and executed, the fighting eased. The result of this was a change in balance of power between the colonists and the natives were never able to recover. For this reason, among others, Thanksgiving is seen as a national day of mourning for Native American tribes. Which of these stories is the true Thanksgiving? Like many answers in history, it is likely a combination of all or several of them. We chose to model our own Thanksgiving over the most peaceful of events, which is wonderful in spirit, but does not tell the whole story. The whole story in history is often left unsaid, but I think it is important to acknowledge the forgotten people and events in history to bring all the pieces of the puzzle together, for better or for worse. How long as a nation have we formally celebrated Thanksgiving? Well, it goes as far back as President Washington and sporadically celebrated by some of his successors. It wasn't until our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, declared in 1863 that Thanksgiving was to be celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November. After that time, the United States celebrated it regularly with a few odd exceptions on that day. Eventually, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed it into law in 1942 that the fourth Thursday of November is the anointed day of Thanksgiving observances, and there it has since stayed. While we are all taking a day being thankful for what we have, we should also take that time to be thankful for the natives and even the pilgrims that made this tradition possible. In spite of the mystery surrounding the historical events, violent and otherwise, giving thanks to the world we live in and the way we enjoy life and the sacrifices that people make every day to make it happen is an important part of our culture. Thank you for joining me on A History Of podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. As always, if you would like to leave feedback or give me an episode idea, please email me at historyofpodcast.usa.com. Thanks again, and remember to make history every day. See you next time on the History Of podcast.